A mochi moment from Tara, who writes, "For years, all my doctor said was eat less and move more, which never worked. But you know what does? The simple eating tips from my nutritionist at Mochi. And after losing over 30 pounds, I can say you're not just another GLP-1 source. You're a life source. Thanks, Tara. I'm Myra Ahmed, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Tara is a Mochi member compensated for her story.
A Mochi moment from Mark, who writes, "I just want to thank you for making GLP-1s affordable. What would have been over $1,000 a month is just $99 a month with Mochi. Money shouldn't be a barrier to healthy weight. 3 months in, and I have smaller jeans and a bigger wallet. You're the best. Thanks, Mark. I'm Myra Ahmed, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Mark is a Mochi member compensated for his story.
The Lifestyle Show, presented by Selena McKenzie.
Now, the book called Finding Hester explores the untold story of Hester Leggett, a woman who helped trick the Nazis. But Hester Leggett doesn't exist. Here to tell us the story, just two of the authors, there's quite a few. Welcome to the show, Claudia Wolf and Erin Edwards.
Thank you.
So over to you then. What's the story? Who's Hester? And she's nobody. She's made up, apparently.
Erin?
So Hester Leggett, with an E in her surname, was known as someone who was connected to Operation Mincemeat. But that was all we had, was a name. And she was responsible for writing some love letters that went in a briefcase, along with some fictional invasion plans that were attached to a corpse who was dressed like a British pilot and dropped in the sea near Huelva in Spain, so that when they washed up, they would end up in the hands of the German spies that would convince the Nazis to move their troops so that the Allied invasion would go a bit more smoothly. So we know those letters were written by a woman supposedly called Hester Leggett. But in 2023, some research was done to prove that her name had actually been being spelt wrong for decades. And that it was Hester Leggett with an A in her surname. And once that was established, we were able to sort of do some research and uncover pretty much her whole life.
Blimey. So why are there so many authors? I've got quite a few authors, including you two.
Well, I guess I could jump in and help with that. A lot of this came out of a group of people that are referred to as the Mincefluencers, who are really rabid fans of the show Operation Mincemeat. And a number of us had sort of different things that we were quite interested in researching about the show. So it really started with Hester, but it expanded out to other characters as well. For example, as you can hear, I'm an American, and I became really interested in the one American character in the show called Willie Watkins. But I did Hester research as well. And in my case, it began because my husband's sister actually lives in Huelva. So and we went to visit her in 2022. And said that we wanted to go see the grave because I had read the Ben McIntyre book. And so she said a friend of hers in London had seen a musical about Operation Mincemeat, and that it was like a musical. Anyway, that was how it started for me. But truly, the reason there are so many authors is because it was such an incredibly collaborative effort.
Yeah, on that note, Claudia, I know Ben McIntyre's 2010 book, Operation Mincemeat, the true story that changed the course of World War II. But for those that don't understand, what was Operation Mincemeat?
Erin, you want
to? So, yes, it was this plan to help with Operation Husky, which was the invasion of Sicily. And it was very clear at that point to the German forces that the Allied forces were going to invade through Italy, through that part of Europe. And in order to sort of get a leg up to go specifically through Sicily, they convinced the German spies through this strange plot involving this corpse that they dressed up like this British pilot and used him as sort of a Trojan horse to convince them that these documents were legit, that they had been supposedly meant to be carried to important people in the British armed forces, but they had accidentally ended up washing ashore, that actually the British forces were going to invade through Sardinia. So the German troops very helpfully moved a bunch of their men to Sardinia, which left Sicily a lot more open for Allied forces to take.
The British forces knew that if they invaded Sicily as it was, that they would be slaughtered, that there were so many Nazi troops there that coming ashore would be just a massacre. And so the goal of MI5 was find a way to misdirect them, find a way to get them to move their troops. And it turned out that this story, which seems completely unlikely and ridiculous, worked.
Yeah, it's interesting because I looked up Hester on Wikipedia and there's actually a photo of her, which I'm guessing isn't really her because she doesn't exist.
So we did manage to find a photo of her in the end. It was one of the big goals of our research into uncovering who this woman really was that we wanted an image of her. And it was not easy. We ended up with two school photos that we're about 90% sure are Hester. We know Hester is in the group photograph, and we narrowed it down because we also researched her family members. So we have images of her brothers, and it was sort of some comparison of family features that led us to identifying one specific individual as Hester. Which we're hoping no one comes out of the woodwork and claims that that's actually their relative and we got it all wrong.
Right. Yeah. And we had that one picture of her as a bridesmaid.
Yes, there is a very grainy image of her from a newspaper that was then scanned in poor quality online. So we know that that figure is Hester, but you can't really kind of make out her features.
And all you can make out are some rather bizarre 1920s style dresses.
I'm sure. And Erin, you're an archivist. So are you responsible for finding the documents and obviously making sure they're preserved?
I am an archivist. I was one of many researchers who started digging through archival documents, contacting different organizations. I think there were 20 of us in the end who were involved in the research portion. And it was reaching out to her school and then trying to track through her life. Different organizations had books that had been dedicated to her because she'd helped work on the sort of transcription process involved. So we kind of pieced her together through all of these different organizations. We went to the National Archives in London and got very lucky that Hester was sort of around at the perfect time and was of the perfect sort of social class that she had made an impact in these archives, that there was stuff to find. And because they'd been spelling her name wrong this whole time, no one had yet found it. So it was all there just kind of waiting for us, which was really lovely.
Wow, wonderful. And one of the authors is a Welsh barrister. Is that coincidence or did he need to be sort of within the law to do this, to do the research?
No, that was a complete coincidence. We are a really motley bunch of different jobs and different interests. All of the research that we did was, most of it at least, in places that anyone can contact. Anyone can go to these archives and do these research and access these records, which is kind of what makes it really exciting, I think, because there's so many Hesters out there that can be found by anyone who is sort of just willing to put the effort in. I think because we were interested, it was something that became possible to us, but that's sort of the only barrier to it. You don't need to be a Welsh barrister. anyone sort of with like official clearance, like this is public record and everyone has a right to access it.
Although the one sort of top secret piece was that ultimately MI5 did in fact confirm that we had found the proper Hester, which was quite amazing.
Yes, that is amazing. And how did you all get together?
We really got together online. Sorry.
No. We were all fans of the show, which is how we sort of came together. So there is a musical called Operation Mincemeat. It's on in the West End and it's on Broadway at the moment as well. And we were fans of that musical. And that musical tells the story of Operation Mincemeat and had Hester as a character. And we all got really into the musical and wanted to know more and fell in love with the way Hester had been portrayed in the show and felt that it was very unfair that we didn't know anything else about her because they make the point in the show that the men got all of the medals and the accolades and the women who helped do the work were very much sort of not really recognized and remembered in the same way. And we didn't feel that was fair. And then, as Claudia said, it was an online effort.
Yeah. And I should say that the actor who portrays Hester, Jack Malone, actually won a Tony Award last night. So very exciting to go with his Olivier. And also, in regard to the theater, the Fortune Theater in London, where the show is still on, actually has a plaque which recognizes Hester and recognizes the researchers that found her, which was a really exciting thing.
And did you manage to find any of her relatives then?
Oh, yes. 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 And there's actually sort of a running joke among all of us, because it seems as though everyone in her family is named Bill. There are just armies of Bills surrounding this story. And in fact, the corpse is named Bill as well. So there was, it was kind of confusing in that way. But yes, her family, and also families of others in the show as well. The Montagues, for example, the Chumleys, and they've come to see the show, and they're huge supporters. I actually met a niece of Hester's who lives in Chicago.
Oh, wow. Because you're in America, Claudia, and I think a yes. couple are in America, a couple are in the UK, but obviously it doesn't matter if you can do things online.
Right. I mean, actually, I'm the only American in the group, and the reason that I sort of, as I said, I sort of had a specialty, which was the one American character in the show, because it was easier for me to get into my archives here. My background is as an historian, and I went to Columbia University, so I was able to sort of use my history research skills.
It's a great way to write a book. I think more people should get together and do this, because you like you say, it's a bit like being on a quiz. You know, you've all got your own specialties, haven't you?
Yes, it was very helpful to have people with different sort of expertise. So I've worked a lot in school archives. So when we were looking into various different characters at their schools, kind of I knew what to expect. And I think we kind of got to a point where we would send emails to different organizations, and they would go from whoever had the best email signature to get a response. But we had, yeah, it really, really helped to have different people with different specialties. So we had people who were doing the historical research, but when it came to tracking down Hester's family, because she has no direct descendants, but it was her brother's descendants that we managed to find, we had someone on the team who was worryingly good at finding living people. So he just went out looking for fellow legates out there that had social media presences and managed to find the right people. So without him, we wouldn't have been in touch with them. They didn't know much about Hester. Many of them had never met her because she died about 30 years ago. And they unfortunately also have no photographs, but they did have... they realized later on a box of her letters and her diaries that very lovingly provided to us and trusted us with. And we were able to have access to Hester's real love letters. So she wrote these fake love letters that helped secure the course of the war for us. And we have her real love letters that she wrote in World War II, which is kind of amazing.
It is amazing. Yeah. And it's, I mean, you must've thought all your Christmases had come at once then when
yeah, it was like Hester herself knew what we would be doing and put together the perfect box for us, because it also had her diary from 1943, which was the year of Operation Mincemeat.
Oh my
So we
goodness.
Know exactly what she was doing that year.
That is wonderful. And exciting too. And lots of camaraderie between you all, I would imagine, writing this.
No question. I mean, several of us have met, and a lot of, obviously everyone in the UK has met. We have a dinner coming in a few weeks. I'm going to England. And we're all going to get together and celebrate the book. And we've really become great friends. I think it's been a really fun journey also to get to know people who are from such different walks of life, but had one goal.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. And what's next? Do you think you'll be writing another book together?
I don't know about together. Erin has another book. I'm sorry.
I am an author, so I will be writing another book. But I don't know. We were very much galvanized by finding Hester. And we have now found Hester. And maybe there'll be someone else out there for us to find. Who knows? Yes. But we'll probably take a break.
And my actual subject my writing is on American baseball, which is about as far away from Hester as you could get.
Bless you. Well, I'm sure that's interesting to any baseball fan.
Hope so.
Well, I'm not going to go through all the authors, just the ones we're speaking to. The book is called Finding Hester, the incredible story of the hidden woman whose love letters changed World War II. In Operation Mincemeat. It's by Erin Edwards and Claudia Kaplan-Wolf and many others, but we're talking to these ladies now, and it is available now, came out on the 5th of June. I wish you both well with the book, and I really appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.